You're listening to Package Your Genius, a weekly podcast designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career, your business, and your big dreams. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Hey, 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 welcome back to Package Your Genius. Today, I wanted to share a quick mini-sode or mini episode, mini podcast. I don't know what the kids are calling it these days, but I was inspired by a conversation that I had with my husband over the summer. Every summer we send our boys, Logan and Connor, to Tennessee to spend the summer with their grandparents. And it's really cool because they get a chance to see cousins and family members that they don't typically get to see during the year because we live in Washington, D.C. and both of our families are from Tennessee. So it's a great opportunity for them to connect with their family, their extended families, have that sense of community, have that sense of knowing their cousins. And it's great. On the flip side, my husband and I get to take a much needed break because if you have kids, you know how much work goes into the day-to-day of raising them to your standards. And if you're like me, you probably have high standards for both yourself and for your children. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't. But we get a chance to connect, take a break and reconnect, work on our marriage, just have like lazy conversations about nothing, you know, follow the day where it may take us, follow conversations where they may lead us with no threat of interruption from our kids or, you know, the activities our kids are in or having to go stop and pick someone up from school or take them to piano practice or whatever. So that's our favorite thing to do, I think, is just to talk and connect and like, because we're friends, you know, and I feel really fortunate to be in a relationship with someone who I consider to be my very best friend. And it's a lot of fun. But anyway, that was not the point of the podcast. The point of the podcast was we were in the car. I don't know where we were going or coming from. I think we were headed home, but we were coming from somewhere. I think we might have gone to dinner and we were driving down this street in DC and there was this early childhood development center that we passed. And my husband said, "Do you remember that place?" Because when our first son was born, we went there to inquire about childcare for him while we were trying to work and earn livings to take care of our families. But if you don't know my story, I'll back up a little bit and share that. When my husband and I first got together and we had our son, Logan, who will be nine, actually, in September, So I had Logan and before Logan was even a month old, my husband was laid off from his job. And my job, I was eventually laid off, but because the company had been bought by another company and they were just slashing the whole editorial department and newsroom. And I kind of knew it was happening when I went on maternity leave. I knew that the chances were pretty high that I wouldn't have a job when I came back. So we both ended up, long story short, being unemployed with an infant. So imagine having a 1-month-old baby. You're brand new parents. You've never had kids. You are freaking out with the responsibility of taking care of this human, this tiny life. And you have the added pressure and stress of no income coming in. And at the time, I did not realize that we were on the cusp of one of the greatest economic recessions of our time. So this was the end of 2007, beginning of 2008. So pretty much the entire year of 2008, my husband was unemployed. He was unemployed for a full calendar year. So from October 2007 to October 2008, he was unemployed. We were new in our marriage, new parents, a lot of new stuff. And that's a really bad time to be unemployed and have that kind of financial pressure. In retrospect, I think it was, I guess, all in God's plan because having such a big challenge so early on in our relationship and at the formation of our family, it could have broken us or it could have made us closer. And it ended up making us closer. I mean, not to say it wasn't hard. It was tough. There were some really, really tough days. And maybe I'll cover that in a memoir one day of just surviving that year without hating each other, resenting each other, or driving each other away, because it was very frustrating and scary, you know? But anyway, I remember during that time, it was dire straits. Things were rough. I'm talking friends and family were helping us out. It was a really humbling experience to have and to have to ask for help because we had no other choice. We have this infant, right? So I remember just his formula, the formula that he would eat, like one can of formula, if we split it up, would last all day, and each can was $7. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, I don't have enough money to pay for his formula and his diapers and his this and his that. It was so scary. But anyway, during that time, one of my husband's friends and line brothers, you know, knew about our situation, and we would often get counseling from people who might know about or have leads on jobs and tell him about opportunities that were coming up. Because remember, you know, we experienced all of this in the midst of the recession that we did not realize was happening and that will become this historic thing, right? So it's happening to us, and it felt very personal. It just felt like, wow, we don't have jobs. We're losers. What's wrong with us? You know, what did we not do enough of? And now in retrospect, kind of like taking that 10,000 foot view and looking down at the situation, we were just a part of a much larger story that played out all around the country. And it's interesting because my husband actually did end up getting a job that following year, but we were still in the grips of the recession. And a lot of people that we knew, we had friends who were losing their jobs around that time. And we had already gone through this year of unemployment. So we had survived a year of it, but we made it out on the other side. But in that year, you know, we didn't have the benefit of hindsight. So we couldn't see that we were going to come out of this. We couldn't see that things were going to get better. We couldn't see that this was a recession, because we'd seen recessions before, but nothing like that one. That one, if you remember or recall, it was major. So anyway, my husband would talk to friends and family to get advice, to ask for help, to try to get leads on job and what have you. And I remember one of his line brothers was in like early childhood development or something with education. And we knew that when we did find jobs, we would need to have daycare or some sort of childcare for our son. We couldn't just leave him at home. So we were trying to line up a daycare or some sort of childcare situation for him. And so, knowing our situation, my husband's friend recommended that we go to this early childhood center that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we were driving down the street and we saw it one day. And my husband said, do you remember that place? Now, remember, we didn't know anything about childcare. We didn't know anything about daycare centers. We just knew that we needed a place for our kids to go. We didn't have a ton of money, but we needed some childcare options. So on the recommendation of this friend, we set up an appointment to go visit this early childhood development center. And upon walking up, we immediately were kind of tipped off that I don't know if this is the place for us. You know, it was just kind of run down. It was, you know, the yards and grounds weren't very well kept. We go in and it just felt dirty and smelly and not a place that I think any child should go, let alone our child, right? And so I remember going in with my husband and meeting with the staff who, you know, wasn't even that friendly. They kind of had an attitude with us, you know, asking us about income, et cetera. And we disclosed our employment situation, and they were just kind of telling us and treating us, you know, treating us away. And I'm sure it's a way that, you know, people experience often when they are disadvantaged. And it was something that we hadn't really experienced. But even though we were at rock bottom, and when I tell you rock bottom, like the bottom, like I'm so proud of us for having survived that, but we were at rock bottom. But even though we were at rock bottom, we walked in that place And we looked around and we saw the environment where we would be taking our brand new precious baby boy and leaving him for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And it was dark. It was uninviting. It was unwelcoming. It wasn't colorful, light or fun or clean or any of the things that we were providing for him at home. It just didn't seem like a fun place. Kids were crying. Kids were sick, you know, snotty noses. It just did not seem like a place where he would thrive and be happy. And even though we had nothing. We were at rock bottom. We had really no other options. My husband and I, you know, we were on the same page. We said, okay, well, you know, this was great. Thank you for showing us the facilities. We'll be in touch. We walked out of there and we were like, we will never go back to that place because no matter how low we go, that is not who we are. And I shared that situation or that kind of story to tell you that despite what things may look like in your life, despite what other people on the outside looking in at your situation may see, you know, my husband's friend saw us as this down and out couple with a baby and no jobs. And so that was the best that we could do in his mind. He thought that this is great for us. You know, this is where you should send your child. Since you're broke and you don't have any money and you can't do any better. But my husband and I knew in our heart of hearts that that was not who we are. And just because someone sees you and sees your current situation and they want to make an assessment of you, or you may even look at your current situation, you know, you may be broke this month. You may not have any clients this month. You may be going through a really rough patch in your marriage this month. But guess what? That's your current situation. You are not your situation. And I just thank God and I thank, you know, the universe. And I'm grateful for the fact that my husband and I were clear on who we were despite our situation. Yes, we were broke. Yes, we were down and out. Yes, we were at rock bottom. But we knew that even with all of those parameters and conditions, we were not the people who were going to send our child to this subpar childhood child care center. That's just not who we are. So we worked it out. We worked around it. I mean, we didn't have jobs, so it worked out. We didn't know that the unemployment stint was going to be that long. And it was hard because I actually ended up starting my business during that year and things took off for me. But during the day when I would be working, my husband would be out interviewing. He interviewed so much and it just was, nothing was closing. And so we needed some childcare, but we ended up working around that and kind of cobbling together our time and spending a lot of time together and just with our son. And looking back on that, I'm so grateful that we had that year together. We had that year at home. We had that year with Logan to bond with him and to bond as a new family. And I wish we could have known that things were going to work out when they were so tough in the beginning, but they did work out. And I just share that story with you for you to remember that no matter where you are right now, no matter how dark things look or how dire your straits are, you have to remember who you are. You have to remember yourself and don't get your situation confused with your identity, because everybody goes through hard times. Everybody goes through struggles. Everybody has moments or weeks or months when they are not at their best. You know, as my mom said, you know, success is cyclical. You can't have the ups without the downs. You can't have the good without the bad. You can't stay on top perpetually forever. Like, you have to kind of take a break, fall back for a little bit, and then come back and get back on top or get back in the game. So there's a rhythm to it. And so if you're in that part of the rhythm, the downbeat where you are not your best or things are not looking great and you're feeling discouraged because you don't know what's next, or you're not where you thought you would be, or the money is not coming in the way you thought it would, don't make decisions based on, you know, what you see around you. Don't make big life-altering decisions based on your situation, because ultimately you are not your situation. You are you. Remember you. And just try to hang on to get through to the other side and to get on the upbeat of that rhythm. So this is a little bit different for me to share a personal story. It's not really business related, but it just really came onto my heart. And when we were driving down the street and my husband said, "Do you remember that place?" And I was like, wow, I'm so glad that we knew, we had sense enough to know that we were better than that. And we didn't, you know, make that choice. And I just said, that's a podcast. I've got to share that. So remember that you are not your situation and that success is cyclical and you have to hold on to make it to the other side. Thanks so much for listening. I'm excited about the fall. I got some fun new interviews coming up and new ideas, new thoughts, new everything. If you haven't had a chance to do so, please check out the new website, PackageYourGeniusAcademy.com. It's where I'm going to be sharing not just me, but my faculty members and partners and other mentors. We're going to be sharing all sorts of resources on how you can move past fear and step into your next season, how you can build your brand and package your genius, how you can become a better manager and manage your team, all sorts of great information and great resources and tools that you need to be your best self, be more visible, and get what you want. So check that out and stay tuned for our future episodes. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.